Chapter 15, The Wrong Slant. It is no use. I might as well give it up. Every time I try, I only fail. Every job I get, I lose. Every dollar I get ahead, something happens, and I have to use it. I am no farther ahead now than I was 10 years ago. There is something dead wrong somewhere. I said to him, "Friend, what has been the difficulty?" "I don't know." I said, "I will tell you what your trouble is the way it appears to me. You have the wrong slant on life. You have talked about your failing, your difficulties, until they have become a mental disease. I venture to say that the last man of whom you sought to find employment read you like a book and said, 'I don't want that man in my crew. He's a chronic fault finder.' You have had so much trouble that you have eaten it, slept with it, dreamed it, until it oozes out of you." He said, "I know it, but how can I overcome it?" It is the easiest thing in the world to overcome. Solomon's solution was to trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not upon thine own understanding. In other words, go into partnership with God, where you cannot fail. But that is religion. There is no religion about this. You are dead wrong. Religion is a man-made thing. This is a God-made thing. This is common sense to link up with God. You take Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you confess Him as your Lord. The moment you do, you receive God's life and ability, and you cannot fail. If you will walk with Him, you can no more fail than Jesus failed. But Jesus failed on the cross, didn't He? Yes, but it was the greatest victory which came out of that failure that has ever been known. That was divine strategy. He will make you a conqueror if you walk with Him.